let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Jacqueline Waring is a talented painter, photographer, poet, and author. One review of her writing saying she has an affinity with Jane Austen and her ability to bring characters to life, and she does just that in her new novel, Great Ma, A Life. Great Ma is brought back to her granddaughter's house as she is thought to be dying. She recovers and shares the riches of her memory and a perception of the ages she lived through. Four generations are depicted in Great Ma, and they will all live and breathe through the writing. Jacqueline has lived in London, West Yorkshire, where she took her degree in psychology and behavioral sciences in her 40s, also West Sussex. She had a book of poems published, also a book of her paintings, and now the novel Great Ma, A Life, described as a diamond mine peppered with gems like a family. Author Jacqueline Waring joining us on This Week in America. Jacqueline, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Hello, it's great to be here.
You are so talented. I mentioned everything you've done, painting, photography, poet, author. We're talking about the book Great Ma. And I understand that really started as what is sort of episodes for a website for a friend of your husband's. It really didn't start out as a book. What was the beginning of this story?
I always write sort of from my imagination rather than sitting down writing every day. I'm not that disciplined. But it's having a character in my mind, and once she was there, it wrote itself, really. And, I mean, the first episodes did go on open writing, but then there was a change in my life, and it sort of stopped. So then I came back to her later. And she comes back from hospital. She's very frail. She's almost 100. But she's mentally very acute still. She's not... She's got a sense of humour. She has lived a sort of varied life in a way, though she's always been comfortably off. But the people involved in her life have been quite different, and the characters come across very well, I think, but through her memory. And you get the impression of her through the family around her, but also from the memories that she has.
Yes, it's
been an enigma, really. I don't know quite where she came from. I don't think I've met anybody quite like her, but there we are.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, what is sort of the foundation for Great Ma? Is this a character you had fully developed in your mind before you started writing the episodes, or is this something that sort of evolved as you were telling her story?
She evolved, yes. The idea was, she came as an idea, and then she just developed it, really. I know that's difficult to say, but you just imagined a life that she would have had and the type of character she was, the sort of person she would know and that sort of thing.
The book we're talking about is Great Ma, A Life. Jacqueline Waring is our guest and the author. The book is available, I'll go down through the list because it's available at all the outlets. And let me go through that now. It's a republished book. Now available for sale at its lowest retail price, available for sale at all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and a lot more. Also available for sale as an ebook, paperback, and hardcover. So there's no reason not to get a copy of the book because it's available wherever, literally wherever books are sold. She's such an endearing character, and I mentioned the four generations. Talk about that, because at the beginning of the book, you've got a very extensive family tree. How is that from a writing standpoint to have all these different elements, all these different generations, and weaving them into the story?
Well, it wasn't quite like that. The people came into the story, and then I had to do the family tree sort of when the book was finished, and so I had to sort of gather them all together and know where they were going and what was happening. I mean, that is the type of even person I am. I'm not, I don't have a sort of set of rules that I'm going by. I mean, it's the same with the paintings, really. I just get a paintbrush in my hand and start to paint. And it's the same with the writing. And it just grew. It just grew from this one person who came into my imagination and then developed everything around her. I don't know quite how else to explain it, you know.
Yes. Yeah, it's such a, like I say, it's an endearing character. You really enjoy following her life as she's living it and she's going back through her memory. Her great-grandson, Jeffrey, finds the notebooks that she wrote during the life. Talk about that. And are you one to keep notebooks? She keeps going back and it sort of has a chance to relive these memories.
Yes, it's something in the present invariably sparks a memory of the past.
Yes.
So she is actually like somebody, like the kiss on her hand from her grandson, Jeffrey, who is there when she wakes up after she's got back to her daughter, her granddaughter's house, supposedly to die, and she doesn't. And he is there and he kisses her hand and it brings back a memory of earlier. And it's like that. It's sort of something that happens in the present, evokes something of the past. And some of it's quite funny and quite good, you know. I mean,
exactly.
I think it's a good read. It's not a heavy read. It may seem, you know, a person nearly 100 years old, but as I say, it's quite a good read, I think.
A sharp mind and a sharp wit, you'll find that the great Ma has. It's fun as you follow her story. She's got, and again, they really didn't think she was going to make it, and she does. And you've got people flocking to the house, and there are times it gets a little bit too hectic for her, doesn't it? Because it's like sort of one visitor after another.
Yes, yes. And I mean, the couple who come in to look after her and wash her and that sort of thing, very worried about all these people who keep coming. They think it would be too much for her, and it built itself, really. The whole book built itself, and I just like her. I really like her. I mean, she's not like me. I'm not like that. I think I'm more like Cynthia, her granddaughter, perhaps.
Well, yeah.
So I don't know quite where she came from.
Well, you created a character that you really, as you're watching, you hate to see the book end. You learn so much from her, so much insight or observations on the full life that she has lived. And it's interesting as well how you juggle the family dynamics. Talk about that, because she deals with all of these and you've got different generations coming in. There really is quite a lot at play there with family members, isn't there?
Yes, and that's it. And I think you begin to recognize her as somebody who's been the sort of head of a nominal head, really, but not one that was very dictatorial so much as somebody that was in the background there mainly for other people, for other members of the family. It's so that she's been a help in ways for them at times, and that's... But there's also the story of... the stories of... not so much with all of the children, but Hilda, who's still alive. But her three children come into it as well, so that they are aspects of their lives come into it as well. So, and she has been involved in that. It was suggested to me that I ought to write a sequel. But I thought I could probably write a short story about each of the characters that are in the book, because they seem to live for me quite well. And I hope for the reader as well.
Yeah, from a reading standpoint, they do as well. And that would be interesting to follow up and to see what happens in their lives. And again, probably for them to look back over the course of their lives. The book we're talking about is Great Ma, A Life. Jacqueline Waring is the author. Information available at pageturner.us. And Jacqueline's website is jacquelinewaring.co.uk. And Jacqueline is JACQUELINE, Waring, WEARING.co.uk. A lot to remember. You go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Jacqueline's website. You mentioned that you're one of those that when the mood hits you, you really start writing rather than just sitting down like, okay, it's 12 o'clock, I need to write something today. The other side of that is it difficult to stop writing once you get in the mood, once you get in the groove in your writing? Is it difficult to take a break?
Exactly. Yes, exactly. And I mean, sometimes I have to edit well because, I'm sorry, my dog has just put his nose in.
That's okay.
I have to edit well because sometimes a character will start to take over, you know, and you think, no, this is not about that. So you have to sort of begin to take people out a bit rather than have them too dominant. And I think to keep Great Ma as the central factor in the book was what I wanted to do. And that I was very conscious of. And that's what I say why. But I mean, I love character. I love words. I love, I identified a lot actually in the young, because in the 50s here, it was a very sort of angry young man and kitchen sink drama, which did not equate with what I was doing. And though I sent things off to be published, they always came back. And I identified more with people like Philip Roth and Naylor and John Updike, because they had language and they had, it seemed they had a much more joyful attitude to the language. And things were a little difficult here, that, well, not difficult, but it was going in a more academic stream, I think.
You mentioned a couple of names there. You've talked about the fact that you grew up as an avid reader. Were those some of the influences, the people that you enjoyed reading, that maybe have some influence on who you are as a writer?
Yes, of course, Jane Austen, naturally, that was it. But things like Avon Mailer and the Miami and the Siege of Chicago, is it? Something like that. And I loved the first book he wrote, not the first one, because that was a different one, but An American Dream.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I liked the way the language was used, I think. That's it. And I liked Philip Roth, too. And so I identified quite a lot with them. I mean, but I grew up just reading things like Woman's Weekly and Woman's Own and this sort of thing. I didn't come from a background that was like an academic very background, though we all passed grammar school, but there wasn't that sense of going to university and going on like that. So it was you had a sort of very eclectic, I think is the word, use of everything. Everything that came was good. They were words on a page, you know. It's just, and I quite enjoyed the Woman's Weekly with a weekly episode with somebody nearly getting together with the mayo and not
yes.
quite.
And
it's like an enjoyment of the reading led a lot to the writing, I think. Yes.
Besides,
and I think it was my husband who really introduced me to a lot of writing. He was a man who shared knowledge. He was an Oxford graduate man. And an editor of a newspaper, and he shared knowledge. And when I said I didn't know anything about Plato, he said, well, there's a book, you can read it, you'll soon know. And that was his attitude towards it. So everything that he knew, he passed on. And again, it was all words and ideas and people who lived for you once you were in a book. And I think that leads then to one wanting to do it yourself, or leads to getting an imagination going that then wants to write it down, really. And I think there must be quite a few people like me who write like that. I think if you're an imaginative person, perhaps you don't get the discipline that you should do quite, isn't it? Well, not in my experience anyway, at an early age, you know.
Yeah, I mentioned the poetry, and that's where the word really becomes important. You've had success writing poetry as well as Great Ma that we've talked about in the program today.
Yeah.
You're adept at both of those. Do you have a preference, or do you like going back and forth between the different formats?
I paint a lot, I think I looked upon myself as being a painter rather than a writer, I suppose, because I don't know, because I've always painted for myself, not necessarily. I've done commissions for other people, but I have paintings around me in the house that are for me rather than for anybody else.
And you've done such a nice job with that. And if you go to the website, jacquelinewaring.cu.uk, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll see samples there of the work that you've done. And it's interesting, you've talked about painting, and basically you did that at an early age, and you're followed more by the act of discovery rather than sitting down and doing anything pre-planned. That's sort of how you work from a creative standpoint, isn't it? It needs to motivate you before you can follow through with it.
Yes, yeah. And I mean, my mother used to tell me off because I used to make pictures with my food. Have a pile of mashed potatoes and put greens on top. And and she'd say, will you eat that, please, instead of playing with it, you know. And I think there was always that idea that to create pattern, and it was there. Where it came from, I don't know, because my parents weren't like that at all.
When you write something and have people enjoy it, you've talked about the reward of someone saying, you know, I really enjoyed, in this case, Great Ma, or the poems, or they enjoyed the piece of art that you've created. What does that feel like when you've given, it's not only satisfying to yourself creatively that you've been able to put this book together, you've been able to create that photograph that has a special message, but when you get people that are touched by it emotionally as well.
Yes, I mean, it's delightful. It really is to get that sort of feedback. You know, I think quite a lot of people who have read it, like friends that have read it and that, or even people I don't know too well. And, I mean, I was a bit worried at one point because somebody had written, I don't know whether it's a male or a female, but they put precarious structure about the novel, but the author makes it work. And I thought, I wonder what that means, because it's probably an academic of some sort, I would think, yes.
The book we're talking about is Great Ma, A Life by Jacquelin Waring. A couple minutes left in the program. I would like to ask what you're working on now. You mentioned the possibility of doing a follow-up to Great Ma. What projects are you working on now?
Well, actually, I've got another novel that I wrote on a typewriter in the early 70s, and I'm trying to get that onto the computer so that I can send that off and page turner and get that sort of done as well. And that is about a young girl and you follow her through the sort of the 60s, and you know, it's that again has a great deal of humor in it. And I think I love the what's his name? Noel Coward, A Talent to Amuse. And I think that is what I would like most sort of thing to think.
You know, it's interesting, as I'm reading Great Ma, I'm thinking, boy, she's got a great sense of humor. I love that. Then I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, that's you giving her that sense of humor. So you obviously have a unique way of looking at life as well, don't you?
Yes, I mean, I've been told I'm an oddity at times. There's people that I was a counselor for young people on drugs and alcohol abuse, and I think initially they would look at me as being this old person who probably didn't understand a word of being a teenager, but then you got to really understand a lot about them, I think, and what the what life is like now for young people. And I mean, I have the greatest faith in them, because I think that they have, though some of them are quite badly on drugs or what, you know, we managed to do something with some of them, not all of them. One never is 100% successful. But it's again that sense that you want to talk to the person they are when they are alone and by themselves. And we're all given to doubt. Well, most of us, there might be a few people who are not, given to doubts and apprehensions about ourselves. And I think it's that element that intrigues me with other people. And I think that has been, I think it's given a few people a help at times. That's probably being a bit arrogant, but it is.
I think it's true.
I think it's life is part. And I think that's it. The writing only comes really when I'm not doing anything else. because I like living life. You know, I liked to, I had a bit of, I did smoke a bit, and I drank probably a bit too much at times. So I wasn't, and so I was involved in life and in people. I love people. I love, well, not all of them, but I love quite a lot of them.
But quite a few, yes. Yeah. You know, it's interesting because as you do that, and it's sort of like you've got this warehouse where you're storing all this information, and it has to be the reason you do such an excellent job of bringing characters to life. We're reading all these different characters in the book. You give them all distinct personalities and bring them all to life. The book we're talking about is Great Ma, A Life by Jacqueline Waring, a republished book. It's now available for sale at its lowest retail price, available for sale at all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and a lot more. Available for sale as an ebook, paperback, and hardcover. It is a great read, and I'm so happy that we were able to have Jacqueline with us on the program. Got about a minute or so left. I mentioned Page Turner a couple of times, and they're the people that have been working with you in getting the book published and getting it out to all these outlets all across the world. What has that experience been like with you in working with someone of that caliber to get the project out for people to read?
It's been really good. It really is. There have been really lovely people to deal with. You really felt like an individual, not just another
yes.
person on the treadmill sort of thing. Yeah, they've been so good. It's been a really good experience, and quite humorous as well at times. You know, and it's nice to feel that the person at the other end of the email or the telephone has a personality, shall we say. It didn't come across as just mechanical people.
Yes, you feel like they're actually listening to you and understanding who
yes.
you are. And I would think marketing you as a creative person, as an artist, in this case, writing the novel, it's important for them to understand exactly who you are so they can sell the product to the public that would enjoy that. And it can be overwhelming. And they break that down and make it manageable, don't they?
Yes.
No, go ahead.
Well, they made it sort of me as well, not just the book, but also...
Yes.
So it wasn't just a book that was going out there so much, it was part me going out there, yes?
The book is...
I raised my hands a lot, you know.
The book is an excellent read. You can watch the YouTube version of that and see that. And I'm sitting here doing the same thing. So it's like we're talking to each other with our hands as well as verbally.
Well, I've been trying to keep them under control, actually.
Well, you've done a nice job. Sitting a long time and talking into a camera. A Great Ma is the name of the book, A Life by Jacqueline Waring. The book is available at all those places I mentioned. Interesting articles on what all Jacqueline does at her website, jacquelinewaring.cu.uk. Information available at pageturners.us. You'll get information there. And link onto all those sites by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Jacqueline, congratulations on the success of Great Ma. Look forward to future work from you. And thank you for being with us on the program today.
Well, thank you. It's been lovely joining you. Yes.
Yes, it
very
has.
Strange from here in England, in a little village. Yeah.
That yes, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. The book, once again, Great Ma, A Life, Jacqueline Waring, has been our guest on This Week in America. And you'll find all the information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.